Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisrael Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us for our sixth segment in Hilchos Purim. Just to finish up talking about Megillah, we know, of course, that we read the Megillah at night and during the daytime. The halacha is that the Baal Koreh makes three brachos before Megillah reading. One of them is on the reading of the Megillah. One of them is thanking Hashem for the miracles that he performed for us during this time. And finally, we make a Shechiyanu. What's really interesting is we do make the Shechiyanu not only during the nighttime reading, but during the daytime reading, we again make a Shechiyanu. The reason we make a Shechiyanu a second time, even though we already made a Shechiyanu on Megillah reading, is the primary mitzvah of Megillah is considered to be the daytime reading. But there is an additional caveat about the Shechiyanu of the daytime. It's considered proper when making the Shechiyanu during the daytime reading to have in mind the Shechiyanu is also covering the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos and the mitzvah of the Purim Suda. Now, if for some reason someone didn't have those mitzvahs in mind, you wouldn't make a new Shechiyanu for Mishloach Manos or Purim Suda. The question is, why is it that we don't make a separate Shechiyanu for Mishloach Manos and Purim Suda? The standard answer given in Halacha is that these are things we do all the time. We eat meals throughout the year. Hopefully, we give people gifts and presents and share things with people throughout the year. So it's kind of a nice thing to get those mitzvahs of Purim included in some way in a Shechiyanu bracha. And that's why we have them in mind. We make the Shechiyanu at Megillah reading, but they don't necessitate a Shechiyanu in their own right. Another interesting thing about Mishloach Manos is it's highly preferable to have fulfilled the mitzvah of Megillah before one is yotzei the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. So that would mean that if someone's going to an early Megillah reading, sometimes you have people who like to drop off Shalach Manos like on their way to Megillah, something like that. The preferable thing would be to give Shalach Manos after one has participated in the mitzvah of Megillah. If a person is going to Megillah reading in the afternoon, they don't have to wait for Shalach Manos until the afternoon, but at least if a person is going to Megillah in the morning, they should wait for Mishloach Manos until after hearing the Megillah. Another halacha about the Megillah reading that's always good to remember is the Baal Koreh is being motzias in the brachos and in the reading. And then therefore, from the time that we say amen, from the time that he begins his brachos, through the brachos after Megillah reading, we're not supposed to speak. Of course, if we had to speak about something relating to the reading of the Megillah, that would be fine. Another halacha that's always good to remember is we answer amen to the Baal Koreh's brachos, but we do not answer baruchu v'ruch shmo to the Baal Koreh's brachos. If a person was reading Megillah on their own, things are more or less the same, with the one exception that the bracha after Megillah reading is not made if someone is reading Megillah not in the presence of a minyan. One final halacha about Megillah reading. There are rules about not eating a substantial amount before fulfilling the mitzvah of Megillah. That's really no big deal if a person goes to Megillah reading first thing in the morning. But as we mentioned before, sometimes people need to go to a reading later in the day. There are real halachos about how much they can and can't eat that one should ask their local rabbi. Certainly, somebody should not take a nap before going to Megillah reading unless there's some clear apparatus set up to wake them up, because we're worried the person will sleep through the very precious mitzvah of Megillah. I see we're almost done for today, so just a little more of a tidbit. There's a concept of saying Al Hanisim in both davening and benching on Purim. If someone forgot to say Al Hanisim, one does not have to repeat Shemona Esrei. One does not have to repeat benching. If you realize that you had forgotten to say Al Hanisim before you got to the Baruch Atah Hashem, which follows where you were supposed to have said Al Hanisim, you should jump back to Al Hanisim and say everything in order from that point. Additionally, if you look in the bencher, in the Harachamon section, some of the benchers have a Harachamon you can insert if you forgot to say Al Hanisim in benching. It's kind of an introductory phrase, and then it leads into the entire Al Hanisim. Finally, during Shemona Esrei, if someone realized they forgot to say Al Hanisim, they realized that after they completed the bracha in which Al Hanisim can be found, you could stick Al Hanisim into the Yul Ratzon right before Yul Ratzon, before one takes three steps back. One more halacha, normally the halacha is that if a person inserts something not relevant to whatever the davening is, that's considered an interruption, and someone might have to repeat the bracha. So for example, if on Purim I said Yalav Yavo in the bracha of Ritzei, that's considered an interruption to the bracha, and I would have to go back to the beginning of the bracha of Ritzei. What's the halacha if 3 weeks before Purim, I said Al HaNisim in Shemona Esrei? Also, I would have to repeat that bracha. Just an interesting thing, if I accidentally said Al HaNisim on Shushan Purim, even though we're observing Purim on the 14th, if I accidentally said Al HaNisim on the 15th, I wouldn't have to repeat the bracha because the message of Al HaNisim is still relevant to that day, being that it is Shushan Purim. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.